If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. So much of my business came down to word of mouth, and I knew that I needed to be giving my clients and their loved ones the best experience they could possibly have, since that was the news that would travel fast, and it did. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. One of those things that a lot of us tend to take for granted in business is the whole idea of a client experience. Sometimes it just gets lost in the shuffle between our marketing efforts and the content creation, discovery calls, email negotiations, contract signatures, and project executions, right? Like, there's so much pressure on getting the client that so much of our energy goes into that piece of the puzzle, leaving the steps that come later almost an afterthought. But to be honest, that's pretty unfortunate, because at the end of the day, how we interact with our clients kind of impacts everything else in business, right? So let's think about it. When it comes to client experiences that you've had, you probably remember the really next level great ones and the absolutely terrible ones. I mean, just open up Yelp if you don't believe me. You usually see the raving fan reviews or the seething complaints, and that's typically how we're wired. When you look back at experiences you've had with anything from services you've bought to products that you've purchased, I'd guess that the only ones you truly remember were deeply impactful in one way or another, whether it was positive or negative. As a business owner yourself, don't you want your client experience to be one of those that people remember because it was just so crazy good? Don't you want your past and present clients talking you up because your client experience was out of this world memorable? Yes. That's what I thought. So you don't want to be one of those businesses that people forget about. And you really don't want to be one of those businesses with such a negative client experience that people swear never to work with you again. And they warn everyone they know. Today, it's all about heightening the entire experience for your client, streamlining it from the get-go, and over-delivering every step of the way. That, my friend, is how you become unforgettable in a good way. Are you ready to dive in? Here we go. Just a few years ago, I was still doing life as a wedding photographer. It was a career that I had for 7 years, and it was where I really learned and understood the power of client experience. I valued that my clients chose me, and I understood the trust and the investment placed on my end product. But I also recognized how my job could make people feel. A wedding day is an exciting, stressful, vulnerable, emotional, beautiful time, and to be invited into my clients' sacred moments was a gift. So often, I was the one in charge of documenting a truly monumental moment in my clients' lives, one of the most important days of their lives. And I always, always wanted to make sure that their experience with me was something that made their day even better than it already was. Beyond just giving my clients an incredible experience, I set out to make sure that every guest, family member, or bridesmaid had a positive encounter with me. My goal at every wedding was for people to ask me for a business card before they ever saw a single image, because they could tell how present and invested I was in the process of documenting. So much of my business came down to word of mouth, and I knew that I needed to be giving my clients and their loved ones the best experience they could possibly have, since that was the news that would travel fast, and it did. Once I truly realized how important the client experience was and how fun it was for me to provide an incredible one, I found myself with a desire to cut back and book less clients so that I could actually heighten the level of specialized experience that I could offer. Plus, a better client experience gives you a legitimate reason to raise your rates and to be proud of them. And so I thoughtfully and methodically raised my rates each year, adding value to the experience I was offering my clients. When you have a stellar client experience, raising your rates won't turn off clients or potential new clients. In fact, according to a study by the Temkin Group, 86% of buyers are willing to pay more for a great customer experience. It's important to recognize, too, that sometimes diving into a quote-unquote saturated market means price and end product aren't the differentiator anymore. If you want to win clients, the clients that are meant for you, up-leveling your client experience could be your edge. So while I'm not spending as much time with the camera on my neck these days, I love driving home the idea of a heightened client experience whenever and wherever I can. While it looks a little different and a lot more digital for me than it used to, the principles behind it are always the same. So today, let's dive into some of my favorite ways to elevate the client experience. And this episode will leave you feeling inspired and ready to kick up your methods and start building a killer reputation for providing the best client experience around. So first up, let's start with the basics. What does your user experience look like from the jump? Now, when I say client experience, what does that mean? I don't want any ambiguity here. SuperOffice defines it best as your customer's perception of how your company treats them. These perceptions affect their behaviors and build memories and feelings that drive their loyalty. Who knows the feeling of getting on someone's website and you immediately jump off because it overwhelmed you, or it seemed hard to use, or it took forever to load, or it didn't fit with your vibe, or didn't answer your question? I bet we've all done that, and I bet that none of us want other people to feel that same way about our own website. It's usually not an intentional feature of someone's site, but it happens often. When we think of kicking off someone's experience with you, your brand, or your business, it's about realizing and acknowledging that it's not about you. It's about the user. You or your product is not the hero. You want to place the viewer as the hero of their own story. So when designing your website or structuring your social media feeds, remember the user first, and keep in mind the fact that if your potential customer can't find what they're looking for quickly, or if they don't have the information to qualify themselves as a person in need of your product or service, you're likely going to lose them as a potential customer. So think about it this way. Your customer's experience with you begins the very second they are exposed to you and your work, long before any contracts are ever signed and any projects are ever delivered or orders placed. The thing that makes you successful is that you do something or offer something in only the way that you can. I want to challenge you to think through every single click that someone needs to take to find out about your services, your processes, your products, and how to get in touch with you or book you. Like, is this intuitive? Does it make sense? Is it clear to find? Is it easy for them to get answers to their questions? If it's not, you're going to want to try and adjust it ASAP. Make sure that your website or wherever that place that you own on the web might be makes your potential customers excited about the prospect of working with you and confident in what you can do. Make it easy for them to reach you, make your work about them and their potential experience, and try to anticipate their path or questions that they might have before they can even ask them. The goal is to help paint a picture of someone being your client as them experiencing your experience. And so you want to make sure wherever you're sending them to on the web that it does that. Again, they are the hero of their own story. Now, once your client has connected with you, your customer experience gets even more important. And this is where workflows and communication design comes into key play. Once someone reaches out to you, what does that experience look like? When will they hear back from you? What can they expect? What is the timeline with things? What is a follow-up? How will you get in touch? What is their ability to get support or help? It's your job to put systems into place that will make sense for you while making sure that your client is getting exactly what they need. This is an example of being intentional in what this experience looks like and how it can save you time and energy and turn customers into raving fans. Like, I'm a huge fan of systems and strategies. And so here's where an experience goes from just an emotion to an actual workflow that allows you to serve at the highest level. This is about making sure that your clients feel safe and excited, served and confident and ready for whatever comes next. So much of that boils down to your ability to communicate consistently, show up for them well, and create, you guessed it, a killer experience for your client. Next, it's all about driving home communication at each and every step. Now, I know it sounds kind of like a duh, Jenna, kind of statement, but you guys, communication truly is everything when it comes to running your business and elevating your client experiences. Everything should be clearly communicated from the start, and I'm talking everything. One of the greatest gifts you can give your clients is anticipating their needs before they could express them and answering their questions before they can ask. Plus, the best experience a client can have is also the best one that you can have, because it means that everyone is on the same page when it comes to everything from timelines to end products, end results, and even things like payment methods, all the way to FAQs and project closures. One of my favorite ways to do this right off the jump is by providing a client welcome packet that digs into the fun stuff and the exciting thank yous. This is something you can spend some intentional time on creating once, and it can serve you and your clients in the weeks and months and even the years to come. This is built to kick off that experience with confidence, because after someone makes a decision, even if that decision is to simply contact you, you want them to feel confident that they made the right decision. We actually have created different templates. So if you're in need of some sort of welcome guide or a pricing guide or a media kit, head to shopjennakutcher.com. I've created a bunch of customizable templates that can help you get this information out there beautifully and create it once and have this solution for the days, weeks, months, and even years to come. Now, having a guide like this can be something that shares more about you, your work, and your process. It can also be a place that answers questions and lays down some ground rules for anything from communication expectations to the exact details of the project and its deliverables. This is something the client can hang on to and refer back to often, which equips them with the resource that they need to help them be an even better client for you. Now, while you and your client work together, you should always keep open communication as a key tenet of your experience. This doesn't mean you always need to be available, because ground rules and boundaries are key. It does, however, mean that your client should always be able to trust that they can come to you and get the answer that they need. Having clear expectations around the best way to contact you and when they can expect a response or any other insightful info can set both of you up for this solid relationship. At the beginning of my photography days, I was always available by phone or even text, but after a few years of feeling like I was never able to actually disconnect, I set the expectation that I was available Monday through Friday during business hours in my inbox, and then the week of the wedding, I would give my bride and groom my phone number so that they had a direct line if they needed to call or text me. This helped give me boundaries and helped me focus on each client when they needed me the most without being spread too thin. So your goal is to kick off their experience with targeted information that's thoughtfully and maybe even beautifully laid out, whether it's on your website, through an email, a PDF, or pulled together in a pretty guide. Better yet, you can totally knock out two birds with one stone with a welcome package and maybe a discovery call, and do your best to answer your clients' questions before they even have a chance to ask them. Like, what could be better than that? Really though, there is almost nothing worse than being a client for someone who doesn't know how to communicate. It's incredibly frustrating as a client, and it's one of those things that can end a contract or ensure a non-renewal. Always make sure to integrate excellent communication as a shiny, important piece of your client experience style, and you'll be golden. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. I know what it's like to feel completely thrown off your game because you're just not motivated or your mind isn't in the right space. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you all about Superhuman Activations. Now, if meditation isn't for you, you need to try Activations instead. Activations are a groundbreaking new type of audio that's this mix of a motivational podcast, cinematic music, and guided visualization. They are fundamentally different from meditation and a lot more exciting to listen to. Instead of calming you, activations are motivating, energizing, and transformative. You'll reach your goals faster, whether you want to earn more money, get clarity, achieve a health goal, or feel like you're reaching your highest potential. They're essentially a shortcut to get to where you want to be and the ultimate way to visualize your future self. And you can only find them on the Superhuman app. I use and love Superhuman and find myself playing activations several times a day, whether I'm baking bread, doing my skincare, or even when I'm in the shower. Superhuman offers something completely different to other apps out there, and I cannot wait for you to try them. Take advantage of their 14-day free trial and head over to activations.com/golddigger to start your trial and save over 60% off your membership. There is literally no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money-back guarantee. The discount is only available through their website, not the app store. So visit activations.com/golddigger now for over 60% off. Do not miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts and it expires soon. That's activations.com/golddigger. Tell me, we've all had that awkward moment when the waiter comes to your table with a bottle of wine that you ordered, they pour a taste into your glass and you twirl it around and take a sip like you know exactly what you're doing, when really, you definitely do not know how to pick a wine. As I was taking the First Leaf quiz with Drew to determine his palate and preferences for wine, I teased him because even the man who once sold wine for a living forgot how to pick out a bottle for himself. First Leaf is a fully customizable wine club that sends curated boxes of wine that are perfect for you. And they have more award-winning wine than anyone else. With First Leaf, there's no guesswork, no misguided recommendations from an employee who doesn't know what you like, and no frustration on your part. Each wine shipment is entirely customized to your unique palate and preferences. Drew uncorked the first of the Penrose wine selections curated specifically for his tastes, and he loved it so much that he's convinced he's a sommelier now. Using words like dense body and spicy oakiness, save time, money, and effort with First Leaf, the wine club designed with you in mind. Join today and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/golddigger. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/golddigger. Now, I'm also a huge fan of making things really, really simple and saving everybody time, which is why I constantly tell people how important it is to discover each and every way that they can streamline their client experience. There's a lot that goes into the whole process of signing and onboarding a new client, isn't there? From the calls to the contracts to the agreements to retainers, there's a ton to do for the client, and you don't ever want to overwhelm them or put them off by providing a disorganized pile of work for them to do. After all, they're paying you for your service, not to do a ton of homework. Like you, my friend, you are the expert, you are the guide, and they are hiring you because of your ability to guide the process. One of the best things you can do for yourself and your client experience is to make a roadmap of what needs to happen between a client booking and the delivery of the finished product. What are all the action items that need to happen? What is the estimated timing on these action items? When you plan out that roadmap, we call it a workflow. There should be a system that you follow that will not only help you deliver a standard, exceptional experience. So when I was first starting out, I made this chart that tracked every single client. And I was more in the pen and paper stage of business. I had it hanging on my wall in my guest bedroom turned office. And I checked things off the list one by one as I did them, making sure things were uniform. These were the days of mailing contracts and deposits, on relying on systems like filing cabinets and snail mail. And looking back, the system worked, but it wasn't efficient. In fact, it left a lot of room for human error. A few years into my business, even though my system wasn't technically broken, I acknowledged that it could absolutely be streamlined and it could become more digital. Like, hello, please free me from the filing cabinet system that was taking over my office. And I had so much anxiety around messing up the contracts or double booking a date. Like, not having things digital was actually causing me anxiety. Now we're at my favorite piece of the puzzle, which is surprise touch points. I love surprising people, and especially my clients. It's such a fun way to connect with clients, and it's one of those things that really just makes you an unforgettable person to work with. Surprise touch points have been a part of my client experience for a long time, but for a couple reasons. A, it's super fun. Like, I love reminding my clients that I really am thinking about them, but I've always been one of those people who loves popping in with something unexpectedly. And B, on a business note, it reminds your clients that you truly do care about the experience that they're having. So over the years, I did a few different things. I tried to do booking gifts for my wedding clients that included a little bottle of champagne, a Wisconsin Bride magazine, a little planner, and a few other fun surprises. And then closer to the wedding, I'd send a Starbucks gift card and a little encouragement to steal some time for non-wedding things as they were in the process of preparing for their day. You can build in these gifts into your pricing so it doesn't necessarily feel like an expense, but it's a planned part of their experience. I also used to send Christmas cards to all of my clients too, so it doesn't have to be a super big thing to leave a lasting impression. Now, if I can give you one piece of advice, it is to never forget that your client experience is so much more than a contract signature and a project deliverable and a paid invoice. Like, those teeny tiny steps that come in between are where so much of the good pieces lay. The relationship building, the future projects, the level of service and care, the memorable snippets, and the fun stuff. Take the extra thought and care to integrate surprises and fun additions into those teeny tiny steps, and you will be amazed not only at your client's happiness, but at the joy that it brings you. There are tons of ways you can do this too. There's always the legitimate, tangible surprise, which I think is so fun, like a sweet letter in the mail or a gift box that you send to your client. And at the same time, there's just as much value in those small, unexpected check-ins, like a fun email just to say thank you, or a digital gift card, even if it's $5 to Starbucks, or an extra special way to get some questions answered. Never underestimate the impact of adding a little extra something, because your client will not. Last, but certainly not least, always, always under-promise but over-deliver. Most of the time when we are underwhelmed with an experience, it's because someone over-promised and under-delivered. It happens often, like when in the moment we share deadlines that aren't realistic or underestimate the amount of time or energy or money needed to finish a project. Most of the time, if the unrealistic promise had never existed, we likely wouldn't have felt disappointed, right? I think that all of the magic in a super elevated client experience comes with the under-promise and the over-deliver. Now, don't get me wrong here. I always think we should promise our clients the best of the best because that's what they deserve. I'd never tell you to promise minimal results to your clients because what's the point in that? But I'd always keep your magnificent service a little bit of a surprise. Your clients, they expect your product or your service, but what they don't expect is the memorable experience that only you can offer. I almost always will underpromise when it comes to my level of commitment, but then I'll always overdeliver on how I show up. Sometimes that's providing an additional service or spending more time with a client or getting the finished product to them sooner or showing up for them with extra support or insight or even just delivering a bonus goodie. Over-delivering shouldn't be something that stretches you too thin, but instead something that lights you up and makes you excited to show up for your client. Sometimes over-delivering could simply mean sending extra emails to your client to keep them in the loop. Another time, over-delivering might mean mailing an extra print of a photo you've really loved, or sending over a drawing that might have been an initial logo concept, or giving a client two options for their bio copy instead of one. There are tons of different ways to show your clients you care, none of which you need to guarantee from the get-go. By just showing up because you want to, your clients will be impressed with your service and you'll be pumped to give it to them. Oh man, I love talking about ways to make your clients and your customers happy. You guys know that I'm a huge, huge advocate for always charging what you're worth, but I'm an even bigger advocate for making sure that you show up for your customers, listen to them, care about them, and provide them with the absolute best of the best when it comes to experiences. It's not just about getting the clients, it's about giving them an exceptional experience that they will remember forever. If you're in a season of wanting to raise your rates, make sure that the raise signifies a heightened experience for your clients. Make the extra cost worth the extra value you're providing. If you're going to raise your prices, which I bet you probably should, you also need to raise the level of service and experience that someone will get from you. This always comes down to consistently tweaking your client experience, heightening it at every level, streamlining your process and systems, and giving your lucky clients the red carpet treatment. Now that you have five tried and true ways to skyrocket your client experience, you can show your clients you love them, remind them why they hired you, and solidify your place as the best of the best. Get after it, world changer. I hope today's episode leaves you feeling inspired. Keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Goal Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.